The White House Report.
News out of the White House. Well, President Trump, a 74-year-old man with heart disease, has tested positive for COVID-19. President Trump and Melania Trump are now in quarantine at the White House. But now the question is, who else could be affected by the president? And Hope Hicks, who felt symptoms of COVID-19 when she was on the flight back on Air Force One with President Trump after the debate. We understand many of those at the debate who were sitting in the audience did not wear a mask, even though they were tested going into the event. Now we understand that former Vice President Joe Biden is being tested today for COVID-19. Meanwhile, at the White House, President Trump and Melania Trump are in quarantine. But now the question is, when is the last time President Trump received a negative test for COVID-19? With that question, we don't know when. But meanwhile, there is a question now of all the people who have come in contact with the president at the White House when he traveled to New Jersey, as well as those who've been to the White House this week, to include his nominee for the U.S. Supreme Court, Amy Coney Barrett. There are a lot of questions and we're hopeful for answers. And this leads to the next question of debates. Will there even be debates because of this revelation of President Trump, a man who refuses to wear a mask? And even at the debate, President Trump said Joe Biden wears the largest mask he's ever seen. But even with all of this news that President Trump has tested positive along with First Lady Melania Trump for COVID-19, there is a question and a concern from someone who used to be in that camp, who says we still need to focus on the issues. The president, yes, he may have COVID, but they don't want this to be a distraction. The source contends that the acknowledgement that President Trump has COVID stops all the noise about taxes, racism, and the new Melania tapes. Stay tuned. More to come. April Ryan, AURN News.